You're listening to the audio production of Where Goodness Still Grows, Reclaiming Virtue in an Age of Hypocrisy by Amy Peterson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Charity Spencer.
Foreword. I love this book. I have read it 5 times and will read it, I am sure, 5 times more. What I should tell you about this book, I think, other than you will be charmed by and want to remain in the company of its narrator and will delight in the cunning and precise prose, is that Where Goodness Still Grows sits in the tradition of what we might call, if we were using the lovely old-fashioned terms, moral theology. That is, where the book sits in the long tradition of Christian writers considering the life God wants for and expects of us, which, for Christians, is identical to the life in which we flourish. In the literal sense, when I'm not reading it, Where Goodness Still Grows sits on my shelf next to books from the 18th and 19th centuries with titles such as Moral and Instructive Tales for the Improvement of Young Ladies and Evening Amusements for the Ladies, or Original Anecdotes Intended to Promote a Love of Virtue in Young Minds, which are also books I love. They meditate topics like filial duties and humility, and they tell stories of characters like Miss Clara Hottie, a young girl who eventually allowed goodness to triumph over pride. Where Goodness Still Grows sits next to those 18th and 19th century volumes because, like them, Where Goodness Still Grows understands that showing us what's entailed in being virtuous, what's entailed in being a flourishing human being, is a task that must be taken up every year or so, every generation. Virtues must always be not reinvented, but recast, melted down and reshaped, because new external circumstances, a war or an iPhone or a rising sea or Donald Trump, mean that Christians have to think again about the question, what's it like to be a human being alongside this, alongside iPhones and climate change? In Where Goodness Still Grows, Amy Peterson shows us what a life of virtue looks like in a world of empire, inequality, dislocation, sexual violence, movement of people groups. What was good for the young lady of 1848 is good for us too, but those goodnesses need to be recast because so many of our particulars are different from Miss 1848's particulars. I knew Amy during the months she was writing this book, and I think she thought the book's aim was centrally to explore and commend 9 distinct virtues, purity, hospitality, and so forth. Those
sample complete. Ready to continue?